On today's Spotlight on KRWC, we make our monthly visits with representatives from Wright County 4-H. Kelly Stry, Extension Educator, 4-H Youth Development with the U of M Extension Office in Wright County, joins us on this January morning. Happy New Year, Kelly.
Happy New Year to you, Tim.
We're off to a new calendar year, kind of picking up where we left off, I guess, in December as far as some of the virtual stuff, but with hopes, I'm sure, of trying to get back to a little bit more normalcy here this year.
That's absolutely right. We are able to do programming in person as long as we follow our guidelines from the University of Minnesota. And so we have planned for some things to be in person with limits on numbers that can be together and following safety guidelines and that type of thing. But some of our programs are still virtual as well. What I really like about virtual is that there's so many more opportunities for young people in Wright County because we have the resources from other colleagues throughout the state that we're able to tap into and have young people participate in. So that's exciting about virtual options.
Yeah. Before we get into some of the upcoming stuff that I know that you want to talk to, maybe we can just spend a quick minute on a little recap of you did some creative things late last year with some virtual field trip kind of things. Maybe you want to just refresh our memory on that.
So we did have some virtual field trips that were actually sponsored by our colleagues in neighboring counties. The 4-H educator in Carver County just hosted a virtual tour of the SPAM Museum in Austin, Minnesota. I know we had one young person from Wright County participate in that, but that's another fun way to learn by sitting in your own home too as well.
So. Yeah, and you did some virtual hiking and things like that?
We did. That was our activity last summer where we were really encouraging families to get outside and away from the screens. And we partnered with Wright County Parks. And each week we had a different park that we challenged our families to get out and explore. And I think in total there was 12 different parks throughout the summer. So each week we would share a video that we had recorded at the entrance to each of the parks to say, this is where we're at. These are some fun things for you to check out or unique features about this park. And here's where the maps are to find the trails. So get outside and enjoy this beautiful weather in our beautiful parks in Wright County.
Well, if nothing else, pandemic really forced us all to kind of think outside the box a little bit more and break out of our patterns a little bit or see what's possible.
I know, and I keep hearing about the increase in the numbers of park usages and things like cross-country skis and snowshoe sales, how high those have increased since the pandemic. So there's some good parts about it as well.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to turn our attention now to some things that are upcoming that you wanted to highlight, and I'll let you take the reins here and guide us where we need to go to learn about some of these.
Sure. So we have several events that are coming up that are going to be virtual, and all of our events are open to every young person in the county, whether they belong to 4-H or not. And that's one way that a lot of our new members have learned about 4-H and how to get involved is by participating in one of these online programs. So the first one we actually have coming up starting the beginning of February, it's called Food Adventures, and it's going to be a virtual cooking class that we're hosting in partnership with the Howard Lake Community Education. That's something we try to partner with as much as possible is the community ed in our county. Because we have a lot of the same mission in outreach and education. So that's really a natural fit for us. So this Food Adventures class is for families, not just young people or as adults as well. So sign up. Each week you'll come and join us on a Zoom call. And you will actually be making your dinner with us as you are learning how to cook these items. So you'll get a supply list ahead of time. And as we are teaching you at the very end, you will have your dinner prepared and ready to go. So not only is it about food preparation, but it's about nutrition and other food-related topics. So if you want more information about that program, you can contact our office or Howard Lake Community Education too.
All right, that sounds fun. Everybody benefits from being able to know their way around the kitchen a little bit.
Right, and then your dinner's done too. Sometimes that's the hardest part, is
exactly
figuring what to make for dinner, right?
Right.
A couple other things we have coming up is we have a Clover Bud Day. And Clover Bud Day is one of our largest events that we have during the year. Again, it's been in person in the past, but this year we're gonna go all virtual. So our 4-H ambassadors have been hard at work planning this event for 4-H members who are in kindergarten through second grade, and they will host this event online, like I said. And there'll be activities and games, and they will probably make a snack at their own home. They actually will receive a kit of materials ahead of time before the event starts. And so then when they are online, they can do the activities right along with those young people or those older 4-H members. Those are our young people who are ninth grade and up. They are the ones who take leadership in a lot of our 4-H events. And so that's one of their favorite events to plan is Clover Bud Day. That's going to be on March 7th. In addition to that, we have a project workshop day coming up as well. One of the things that we really value in 4-H is project learning, how for young people to explore areas that they're interested in. And so we offer this project workshop day as a chance to dive into project areas to learn a little bit more with hands-on workshops. Again, we're going to do this virtually again this year. We're going to spread it over 2 days, so we have time for the instructors to get a little more in-depth and maybe not spend from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. online. That's a long time. But these instructors are really hard at work coming up with these hands-on activities. Again, they will get a kit ahead of time to have all the materials ready to go. And so they'll able to participate and do the hands-on activities with the leaders at this event. So that's either March 14th or March 21st, just depending on which project area that you're interested in. And we're still developing the timeline of that. So we'll have more information about those events on our Facebook page on our website very soon.
So am I understanding it correctly, Kelly, that the youngsters would have an opportunity to pick from one or two or more potential projects?
That's right. There will be choices for them to make. They could do each day they could do one, or they could do two, or they could do three activities, just depending on the timing. There is a small fee for that event, just so we can cover our supply costs. But we always have scholarships available if there's financial difficulty. So they could just contact our office to inquire about that, too.
Okay. And then you had, did you have a Project Bowl event coming up too, or is that the same thing?
No, it's a little bit different. So one of the events in 4-H that is the second highest participation other than the state fair is called 4-H Project Bowl. And people might be familiar with a Knowledge Bowl or Quiz Bowl type competition they maybe saw at the collegiate level, or even game show on TV type of thing. But Project Bowl is an opportunity for 4-H members to learn in depth about a certain project area and then participate in a competition about their knowledge. Many of our Project Bowls are animal-focused, but not all of them. We do have shooting sports and wildlife. So those young people in the winter months spend time each week learning about these topics, and then they're tested on their knowledge. And each person has a buzzer, a game show buzzer that they buzzed in on. But this year with the pandemic, we have challenges with large groups gathering together like that, as we said before. So it's going to be more like a trivia contest, online trivia. Some people might have played that trivia at a local establishment or a restaurant or with their families online. So the 4-H members are going to be doing that same format with same types of questions that they've done with Project Bowl in person in the past. It's just going to be online this year.
Okay. Is there a specific date for that coming up?
They started practicing already, and then their competition will be towards the beginning of March.
Okay.
Too. So every week they are meeting. Some of them are meeting in person to practice, but others are meeting online. Just depends on their situation. So they've been working hard at that already.
You got to love the way that the young brains soak that information in and lock it in. It's pretty impressive.
You know, it's fun to watch. I've been there as a parent with my own children in Project Goal, and it's incredible how fast some of those young people can buzz in on that buzzer. They won't even have finished the question, and they've anticipated what it's going to be and have the answer ready. So,
pretty good. We're talking with Kelly Stry. Kelly is an extension educator with 4-H Youth Development with the U of M Extension here in Wright County. And just talking about some of the upcoming programs that will be in play here through the late winter, early spring time. And we're going to shift gears here. Tell me a little bit about, you had two special individuals from local 4-H that were kind of named as very important ambassadors.
Right. We've had a young man and a young woman in our county selected as 4-H agricultural ambassadors recently. And that is a really prestigious honor for them. They had to go through an application and an interview process. They are going to be representing 4-H to the public throughout the state. They're going to be the voice of 4-H in agriculture. So some of these young people come from a variety of agricultural backgrounds. So it might be livestock, it might be corn and soybean production, it might be vegetable gardening, because agriculture really is a very wide definition. So they're going to use their experiences and their trainings to go out to talk to commodity groups and the public so they can be a voice for 4-H in an agricultural setting.
Great. Do we have the names handy of our individuals?
Yes, so we have Natalie Newman, and Natalie's from the Maple Lake area. And then we have Riley Clares. Riley's from the Delano area.
Great. Well, congratulations to them. That must be quite an honor, and they're looking forward to some fun here coming in the next few months.
Yeah, it will be fun. You know, this is a very new group. This is only the second year it's been formed. And so to have two of them from Wright County is pretty exciting.
Is it open to specific ages to be nominated or named to this?
But they have to be high school or a high school age. And it is a self-nomination, so they filled out the application and got reference letters and participated in the interview. Very similar to a job interview. So not only is this good experience with them in presenting to other groups, it's good skill development for having a job someday.
Excellent. And boy, to, you know, get a little taste of that self-promotion and, you know, get yourself out there, that's very important too.
Well, they say it's not what you know, it's who you know, right?
Sometimes, that's for sure. Well, congratulations to those students and 4-H members. Kelly, anything else that we're looking forward to here before we close up today?
Well, we're looking forward to getting back in person. As it is right now, we're still working from home until the end of June. But we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel a little bit now with the vaccine becoming available and cases going down in some places. So we're hopeful that soon we'll be able to return to regular scheduled programming.
Boy, we sure hope so. You know, there's not an aspect of daily life or activity that it hasn't touched in one way or another. So everybody's affected and everybody looking to get back to normal here, so.
Right.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. Finish up, if you would, Kelly, with some phone numbers if people have questions or what's the best way to find out a little bit more.
Sure. So you can call us. Our office is open, even though we're working from home. You can leave a message if no one answers the phone, and that number is 763-682-7394. You can also check out our website at www.extension.umn.edu/write.
Okay, and we advise everybody to go ahead and feel free to contact if they've got any questions or if they've got some youngsters that maybe are kind of interested in getting into a 4-H group and they don't know how to do that, they can call that number or log in online, and you'll steer them the right direction.
Right. We're always looking for volunteers that would like to help with our 4-H program, too. So don't be afraid to step up if that's something you might be interested in doing.
All right. Well, Kelly, good start to the year. We thank you for the info for today, and we look forward to talking with you and Kim monthly here through 2012. Right, right numbers, wrong order, 2021.
Right.
All right.
I know. It's hard to believe that we're in that year.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Tim.
Have a good day. Kelly Strye with the University of Minnesota Extension Office, the 4-H Youth Development Extension Educator. And she and Kim Fox kind of alternate and visit with us on the second Tuesday of each month throughout the year. So good luck to all of those students. And hopefully we'll get back to a little more normalcy with 4-H and everything else throughout this year. That's our spotlight for you for today on KRWC.